Welcome to the Wild Steampunk Podcast. My name is Jonathan Festmeyer. This is going to be the last episode for a little while, and you will probably see why as I do it. I'm having some problems with lag, and you know, I'll move to another screen. Suddenly, I'm talking. You know, you hear my voice. It's out of sync with the video. I'm having a lot of troubles, and I need a more modern computer. I mean, my current one is getting on 4 years old, and it just has a hard time with my podcasting software, which is a real bummer. You'll see a few things. I do have a new green screen, and if you watch some of my recent gaming and other videos, you'll see that I've got that there. I've actually done a bunch of videos since the last episode of the Wild Steampunk Podcast, but this podcast generally takes a little bit more, is a little bit more CPU intensive because I have various things on screen so that I can show a variety of things going on in the steampunk worlds. I've actually had to just cut this down to like two scenes. This one and the wait screen, which is right there. And I actually have a website screen here too. You can see the green screen working. But I'm not putting any websites up because when I do, it lags. So, if you want to help me out with that, I have a Patreon, and I will link that below if you want to help me get a new computer. If I get enough on there, I'll be able to save up and hopefully get one much sooner. And there are some cool bonuses on there as well, and if you have any ideas for things you'd like to get as a Patreon donor, let me know. But I think I have some good things on it. So I'm just going to be able to just talk about things. I really wanted to show stuff. Let me see if I can open something without lagging too much. There we go. So the first thing, did I mention we rebranded? So this was called the Mostly Steampunk Podcast. It is now the Wild Steampunk Podcast. I just think that's a stronger name. As an author, you know, wild is a stronger, I know wild is definitely a stronger term than mostly. Mostly sounds like I'm not quite there or something, you know? And yes, I do share some other things besides steampunk, things that people in geekdom in general are interested in, things that, like, you know, Game of Thrones, like writing, you know, and I like helping out other writers. So it is mostly steampunk, but it's more wild than mostly. And it also implies Wild West, and I very much love Wild West steampunk. As you'll know if you watched before, I am working on just about finishing my upcoming steampunk zombie western novel, Bodacious Creed. Alright, so the next thing is, I've got a free ebook out. If you have ever attempted to run a Kickstarter and had difficulty, or wanted to have more success with a Kickstarter, this short free book should be a big help. You see, in 2013, I ran a Kickstarter to, for several reasons, but for my novel Bodacious Creed, a steampunk zombie western, and it was quite successful. I asked for $2,000 in funding. I got $2,300-something. And I have a recent video about this, actually, if you want to look through my videos about this and about the free ebook, but to just cover it briefly, this ebook is called Bodacious Success, and it talks about what I did to get my Kickstarter off the ground and to get it successfully funded, the sorts of awards I gave, and you know, rewards for people donating and things like that. And yeah, go ahead and get that for free if you're wondering how I did it, or if you want to start your own Kickstarter, because you can basically follow my example, and it will improve your chances of success if you're not already familiar with how to do one. Also, and this is mentioned at the end of that book too, but remember, I've got a free short story called The Obstructed Engine that is a prequel to Bodacious Creed, a steampunk zombie western. On this channel as well, you can see me read half of that story. So I read the first half, and then you can go ahead and go get it. And I will put a link for that as well. So what is that? Three links, I promise, so far. The Obstructed Engine is about a couple important characters in Bodacious Creed, and you meet some of the side characters, too. So you meet one of the main characters of the novel, Anna Lynn Boyd, who is a 23-year-old woman, former prostitute, now brothel madame, also happens to be a genius and made a lot of money quickly creating tech, steampunk tech, kind of secretly, and so she still kind of keeps that to herself, but she invents these amazing things. So she's one of the main characters, and the other is a guy named Jonathan Johns, who is a local handyman around town and tinker, and also probably one of the few people in the West to know any martial arts, which he learned from a friend he met on the railroad who's Chinese. And that's talked about in Bodacious Creed briefly. And so he's an interesting guy too, and sort of how they meet and what they do to, they're trying to conquer death in this story. And so I think it's something you'll really enjoy. And yeah, all steampunk western, so. Fourth. I seriously wish I had, could do the website and show this to you. At Cosplay by McCall's, at that website, they now have, I think, 5 new patterns since last I talked. You can read about 2 of them on my blog, Intrepid and Notched, I think it's called. I have the actual patterns somewhere, and I am not quite sure where I placed them, which is unfortunate. But and then they've got 3 more coming out. Those I'll talk about on the blog very soon. But Intrepid and Notched. Intrepid is basically a fantasy outfit for women. It's kind of a generic outfit that you can do a lot with, and do a lot of customization on. So if you want to do, like, just, it's kind of for a generic adventuress. It looks like something Daenerys Targaryen might wear in Game of Thrones. Something that you might see on a priestess or a sorceress, or even like a rogue, just depending on how you adapt it. It's very cool, so that's worth checking out. I believe it's one of their simpler patterns. Notched is a really cool men's Victorian trench coat, and I want to make one so much. So that may be the first one I get made. Not actually make myself, but of course I pick out the fabric. My mother's a good seamstress, and she that would be something that she and I could work on together. She's made a few costumes for me in the past, actually a lot when I was growing up, and then she made me a Jedi outfit about 10 years ago, so that was really cool. And so that's something that I would really like to get as, you know, to complement some of my other steampunk attire. So check those out. They're really cool. I mean, as a man, I especially like Notched. I like trench coats, and this one's really cool and really got that Victorian feel. There's another trench coat they did. Let me grab it here, because this pattern is right here. Trenched. Also extremely cool, but it has more, to me, more of kind of a, you know, I mean, the sword in there kind of implies it, but kind of more of a Asian look, kind of, to me, more of a cyberpunk kind of look. It could totally work for steampunk as well, but Notched is the kind I've really been looking for, so. And this too, you can get on the Cosplay by McCall site. And it's www.cosplaybymccalls.com, obviously no apostrophe S for McCall's. Uh, Okay, last, or almost last, second to last. I have been working with a company making a game called Clockwork, and I've done one video about their upcoming game so far. It's a steampunk puzzle game. You can go ahead and look up that video or read about it in my blog. In it, you play Otto, that's A-T-T-O, a little automaton boy who is who travels along and is exploring his world, and you have to go through all these puzzles, and I won't give away the plot, but one of the coolest mechanics of it, and I showed this in the video, is that there's a time travel element that actually works. It's not like you go into, I mean, this would be cool in a game too, where like you go into a different scene and you're suddenly in the past. They've got that kind of thing in World of Warcraft. Some of the dungeons, you actually go back in time. In some of the instances, you actually go back in time and change things, but it doesn't actually affect the present of the game, right? In this, you solve puzzles by going back in time, and then you sort of see, it's almost like you're creating these different iterations of reality that are going to come together. And so say you're solving a puzzle, and one of the things you have to do is push a button, and another is you have to pull a lever and jump on a thing after those are pushed. But because of the timing, there's no way you can all do them all at once if it was just you. So what you do is you go, you do one, you jump back in time, you do the other, you jump back in time, and you do the third thing, and you get through. And you see these shadows of yourself, I'm calling them shadows, but they're more like kind of a blue shimmering version of yourself that doing the other things and go forward. So you really kind of do something and actually go in the game back in time and redo it. It's a neat mechanic. It's very interesting for puzzle solving. Get you, I guess you could say, as Marty McFly would, think four-dimensionally. You know. So I'm going to be doing three more videos for them. And what I think I'll do is one for Act 1, one for Act 2, and one for Act 3. I'm not going to be showing how to solve the puzzles. I'm just going to be showing that, you know, some of the things you can do and how the game works. And each of those videos should be about 15 minutes long. And I think that will probably work because with my podcasting software, because it'll be just one screen, me in the corner, like, you know, basically like that, only with the game behind me. That will be fun, and yeah, look that up. So, finally, I have a bunch of new videos on YouTube since the last episode of the Wild Steampunk Podcast, which was called the Mostly Steampunk Podcast at that time. Go ahead and check those out. I've done several Game of Thrones videos. As Season 6 was coming to a close, there were some interesting things that people in the Game of Thrones community were talking about, the fan community, and I covered my own thoughts on some of those, and I talked about some things that I didn't see other people talking about. Some things surprised me that I didn't see other people talking about, so I covered them. I actually have another one I would like to do soon, so, you know, keep your eye on the channel, especially if you're a Game of Thrones fan. In fact, one of my Game of Thrones videos has the highest view count for this tiny channel of mine at 550-ish views. Trying to grow the channel. It's new. It's really small, but I still like doing it. And I've got a bunch of gameplay videos you can watch as well for games for these three specifically, Clockwork, SteamWorld Dig. I went completely through that game, and right now I'm playing SteamWorld Heist, and I've done four videos for that so far, and I'm not quite two-thirds of the way through the game. And I'll be finishing that soon. There are other steampunk games I'm looking into playing and sharing in the future. I think that's it. So, yeah, go ahead and check the links below. Everything I mentioned will be down there. I really hope you get that story and enjoy it. I would love to hear what anybody thinks. Once you get it, you will have my email address if you want to send me an email and say, hey, that was great. Or, you know, you can say something here, wherever. I'll find it. I hope everyone has is having a great July. It's been hot here, but my son and I are going swimming every day. That's been a lot of fun. Keeping cool. Working on the book. So, yep, again, Bodacious Creed should be coming out. I plan to have it out in November. My first readers are loving it, and I'm just trying to reach more of an audience at this point for its launch. So, thanks a lot for coming, and see y'all later. Hey, everybody, quick addendum here for this episode of the Wild Steampunk Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, you probably see the lagging video right now. That's because I have a web browser open. The reason I have it open is that this little bit is for anybody listening to this on Podomatic or iTunes. Because I can type in the links easily enough in YouTube, not as easily in the others. So those links that I mentioned, okay, first for Bodacious Success, for those of you wanting some tips and advice on doing a Kickstarter, you can get it right now for free on Smashwords in a bunch of formats, EPUB, Mobi, PDF, and others. So that is www.smashwords.com/books/view/651561. For those of you who really want to check out the short story, The Obstructed Engine, that URL is bit.ly/steamscribe, STEAMSCRIBE. And if you want to check out my website, including the blog and some information about the upcoming novel and other things, that URL is johnfessmeyer.com, JONFESMIRE.com. And so go ahead and enjoy those and keep up with the blog. I will resume the podcast as soon as I know that everything can go smoothly again, as soon as I have a new computer. Currently, my son and I have to move, and all our money is going to that. I even have a GoFundMe to, get a little bit of help on the deposit, because this is a little bit sudden that we have to move. So if you're curious about that, feel free to ask me a comment anywhere, or go to my website and email me, and I'll give you that link if you'd like to donate a little bit. That is it. Thanks a lot, and